Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 34. And so the context here is that Jesus has come down from the mountain where he delivered his Sermon on the Mount. And now at this point, at the end of the chapter, he's come into a Gentile city, and which is just beautiful, shows his love for all of mankind. And not just the Jews, but also the Gentiles. And so here he is. He's about to perform an incredible miracle. And it's going to be interesting as we watch, how does this city respond? Are they in awe? Do they want more of Jesus? Or do they push him out because they love their pigs more? Let's find out. So in verse 28, it says, "And when he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass by that way. And suddenly they cried out, saying, 'What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?' Now, a good way off from them, there was a herd of many swine feeding. So the demons begged him, saying, 'If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine.' And he said unto them, 'Go.' So they came out, and they went into the herd of swine. And suddenly, the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the waters." Now, here we go, the response. "Then those who kept them fled, and they went their way into the city and told everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus." Ah, so far, so good. "And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region." Wow. They had an encounter with the Messiah, with Jesus. And they're begging him. Not just asking him, they're begging him, "Leave us, leave us." Now, never mind that Jesus had just healed two men that are possessed of demons. So much so that people couldn't even pass by through that area. But apparently, they, like us, like me, like you, too often, they valued their pigs instead of Jesus. Now, this morning, these verses in this chapter just stand out to me. God, help me. It's like a warning. God, help me not to value stuff, pigs. I mean, I love the analogy here, pigs. I mean, that's what our stuff is in compared to a relationship with Jesus, our Creator, our Lord, our King. Do we want, really, to slop around in pig slop with our pigs? I mean, that just represents anything that stands in the way of our relationship with Jesus is our pigs. Really, we want our pigs more than Jesus, more than seeing people's lives transformed by the grace of God, by the truth that can set men free. We'd rather pigs. Oh my gosh. God, help me. God, help us. Father God, I just pray that you would help us to just experience your love shed abroad in our hearts, Father. A love that would give us an earnest desire to be involved in the things that you want us to be involved in. That we would love the people that you love, Father. That we would be willing to give up our pigs. That we would give up our possessions. That we would give up the things, the trappings that can either be a blessing and can further equip us, Father, to carry out your will for our life, or can be a hindrance and stand in the way. Oh no, it's Sunday. I want my pigs more. Father God, I pray that, you know, not a legalistic attitude, Father, but I pray that you just give us a desire for the things of you, that rather than church being another thing to do, or spending time, you know, in the Word, another thing to do, Father God, help me, Father, to not just check the list, not just do what's right, Father, but help me sincerely love you more than my pigs. And I pray that the world would see something different in what we value, what we cherish, and what we appreciate, and that your creation, your people, are valued by us more than our stuff. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, please take a moment to share it. Take a moment to like it, to go on iTunes and comment. But you know, feel free to download my podcast. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark on iTunes, or you can go to my blog at beacatalyst.com. Now go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.